This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. My name is Rachel, and I am from Illinois. I wanted to thank you guys for allowing this kind of an outlet for many people who have gone through many of these tales, who are able to tell these tales, who are able to let other people know if they have questions or concerns and wondering about the paranormal world. I find this to be so intriguing, and hearing about all the many stories. Now, I wanted to share one of my own stories, and it had occurred in my hometown. I believe the houses that were there are about like 70 years old. So I don't understand some of the backtrack history of the story that I'm about to tell you that had occurred to me and a few other people. There were a few other people that were entailed in this story. So it was around Halloween when we had started this and where everything ties together. It was around Halloween, and I was in high school. I had my neighbor and a friend of mine, we were walking. We were talking about how this house that was down the street from us had people moving in and out of it. We were like, oh, you know, we should go over to that house. You know, it's spirit of Halloween. Let's go over there and see if there's anything there. Let's see if, like, we'll be able to get in. Let's see if the door is open. You know, all that stupid stuff, trying to get into the house. And so my neighbor, he's over there at the door. Like, he is right up against that house, looking at it, trying to see inside, you know. And my friend and I, we're kind of like a little ways away. We're kind of like, oh, I don't really want to get too close to it. We don't really know what's up with this house. You know, people are really moving in and out of it. I don't really want a bad spirit coming to my house. That was our sentiment on it. But my neighbor, he was not concerned at all. He was just like, oh, it'll be fine. So he goes to the house, and he's at the door. He knocks on it, tries to open it, you know, all that stuff. We're talking about, oh, you know, it's haunted. It's got to be haunted. So next thing you know, something falls, and you hear a bang in the kitchen. And the house is not very large. Most of the houses that are in that block are small. They're about like under 800 square feet. They're not very large. So the house is like it's a flat. So you're able to see the whole entire house around it because it's not that big. The driveway was about, I would say, like 40 feet up until you get to the door. And we were about halfway that point. And then my neighbor was already at the door. So we're 15 feet away from the door, and we hear it. We hear the bang, and then he hears the bang. And he's like, wait a minute. There's nothing in here. There's no one here. There's signs on the doors and on the windows, you know, showing that it's a vacant lot, you know, that, you know, it's been checked. You know, those papers that are on there from the real estate. Those were on there. And we were like, okay, that's kind of weird. All right. So we're like, all right, let's just go home. So we go home, and, you know, we don't really talk about it until a week later. My neighbor comes to me, and he tells me, hey, so I was researching about this house. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because it's already a week later, and I had class with him, and he started talking about this house. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I totally forgot about it. I think Halloween had passed already. We were already talking about other things. I think like finals were soon. So I was totally other mind there. So he starts talking about the house, and he's like, hey, I read a story online. I scoured the internet. It said that there was a man in this home that had murdered his kids. And I'm like, what? So he says that. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, where did you get this story? And he's like, yeah, I heard this story. And, you know, I think that's what happened with this house. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. So, you know, that's, let's put that aside. I would say 2 years prior, or maybe like a year prior, in the summertime. So we're going to go backtrack, keep track of what just happened now, but go back 1 year. it was summertime and I was trying to fall asleep. I was in my room. And mind you, this house has had activity before. There had been other things that have happened in this house, but for this particular night, this incident relates to this whole Halloween situation with my neighbor. So I'm in bed trying to fall asleep. I really can't. And, you know, my mind's racing, you know, thinking about what I'm going to do the next day. I see movement in the room and there's shadows moving like side to side. There's more than one person in my room. I could tell you that. And I could feel it. There was a girl. She was about 15 years old and she was on the right side of me. And there was a man right in front of me. That's just, I couldn't really see them, but I could see them in my head. It was like what they looked like who they were, how old they were. And I was trying to find out like what was going on in the room. And I just saw movement. That's all I was seeing. She looked like she was trying to keep him away from me, man. But I saw a shadow of a hand going over up on the wall, over the ceiling, and then it was going to go down to my bed to reach me. And right before that happened, I turn on the light. Mind you, this is like 12 in the morning, like 1 in the morning. It's pretty late. I mean, it's not that late, but it's pretty late for now. But yeah, that happened that night, and I was wondering who the heck this guy was. Mind you, I saw what he looked like. He had olive skin, curly hair. He was about in his 40s, and his daughter was black hair, olive skin, and she was trying to keep him away from me. That's what was going on in that room. So I recounted this only because my neighbor, after telling me the story from Halloween about the house across the street and what he did to his two kids, he had a dream with that man and recounted exactly what the guy looked like to me that time. And I never told him about the incident in my house the summer prior, because I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that don't believe in that stuff. So I didn't even bring it up. Well, he brought it up and he told me what he looked like. And it was exactly what I saw when that man was in my room. So I told him that I had seen this man before and this man had tried to do something to me. He came into my home and tried to do many things to me. Now that things come together, the son had been seen by my mom previously, and I had seen the daughter again after all of this had happened, after I had talked with my neighbor. And the daughter had came to see me just to see how I was doing, and it was such a sad, sullen black charcoal, just like this gray matter that was in the corner of my room. That is all I saw, and I just saw her hurting. And when I saw that, it just hurt me so much more. But after that, I would say about like 2 or 3 months, somebody moved in, a family moved in, and one day I happened to look outside and I noticed that there was a priest walking around the home. That was when there was an exorcism, and that was the last time I saw the girl, heard the girl, and saw the man. But that's my story. And it ties back for like about a year or two. And there have been a few instances, just like my mom seeing the son. I had saw the girl. I never saw the son. And how crazy that is. How crazy of a story that is. I don't even know if that story is true in terms of whether or not he did kill his children. But I did see that stuff. And I did go through that. And my neighbor saw it. Like, it was just crazy. So that's my story. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys do air it.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.